Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The pace of change across the world never slows. And this week, events have underscored how security, infrastructure, and technological innovation are often deeply intertwined. We'll kick off in the Baltic Sea, where tensions have escalated since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, heightening concern over critical infrastructure. Finnish authorities have seized a vessel suspected of damaging the undersea telecommunications cable linking Helsinki and Tallinn, in a strong show of resolve to safeguard their digital lifelines. This incident serves as a very real reminder that the intersection of geopolitics and technology can have immediate and widespread consequences for entire populations. The Baltic Sea region's increased vigilance is not just about national security, but also about protecting the flow of information across borders, in a time when connectivity is essential. In response to these threats, regional cooperation is intensifying, with Finland demonstrating a commitment to collective defense and infrastructure resilience. Of course, the survival and security of critical infrastructure isn't just a European concern. Half a world away, a diplomatic stoush has erupted between China and the Netherlands over the fate of Dutch chipmaker Nexperia. China is pressuring the Netherlands to reverse a move targeting Nexperia, intensifying frictions that have ramifications for global semiconductor supply chains. This is more than just bureaucratic wrangling. It's about who controls the flow of critical components that power everything from smartphones to electric vehicles. The automotive industry, in particular, is feeling the strain as the world's largest economies compete for technological superiority and supply chain security. Global dependence on a handful of chip suppliers has exposed vulnerabilities, prompting governments and industries to rethink both alliances and production strategies. As competition heats up, strategic economic alliances are becoming essential for mitigating risks and safeguarding innovation. But while much of the world's attention is on technological advantage and security, the health of populations must never be overlooked. The United States is grappling with a disturbing upturn in measles outbreaks, as the CDC reports the highest infection levels seen in more than 30 years. Public health experts are tracing this resurgence to a decline in vaccination rates, fueled by persistent misinformation and growing vaccine hesitancy. If unchecked, these trends threaten to erode decades of progress in fighting preventable diseases, with dire consequences for community health. Health authorities are sounding the alarm, emphasizing the urgency of strong public information campaigns that not only encourage vaccination, but build trust in science. At a time when accurate information is crucial, combating disinformation online and offline has never been more important. But even as we face modern health and technology crises, innovation continues to forge ahead. In a welcome bit of tech news, Shotcut version 25.12 arrived, bringing powerful new features for creators. Full 10-bit video editing support and linear color processing are now available across major platforms, expanding what editors can achieve on their desktops. This update levels up the creative toolkit, just as more users, professionals and hobbyists alike, are seeking accessible, open-source solutions for video production. It's a reminder that meaningful progress in technology is as much about enabling creative freedom as it is about scaling digital infrastructure. While Shotcut's innovations help some express themselves better, a drop in solar technology prices is quietly transforming lives elsewhere. In South Africa, the falling costs of solar panels and batteries are spurring a new era of energy access, with massive implications for everyday life. For millions, this means the light stays on after dark, businesses can avoid load shedding, and rural communities are less dependent on unreliable grids. The expansion of solar power isn't just beneficial for households, it's opening the door to sustainable development and climate resilience. But this transition isn't without its challenges. As manufacturers and policymakers contemplate how to balance rapid adoption with job growth and economic sustainability, investment in local manufacturing, training, and infrastructure will determine whether the solar revolution delivers on its promise beyond just the environmental gains. Moving from infrastructure and health to the world of work, a new challenge comes in the form of job scams on LinkedIn. With economic uncertainty sticking around, scammers are targeting job seekers by posing as recruiters and fake employers on reputable professional platforms. These scams range from fraudulent recruitment offers to elaborate phishing schemes, exploiting those who are most in need of employment opportunities. What makes this different to the scams of old is just how polished and legitimate these fraudsters can now appear online. The response from LinkedIn and cybersecurity watchdogs alike underscores a pressing need for digital literacy and robust digital protections. In the digital age, vigilance is non-negotiable. not only from individuals, but from the platforms and companies they trust. In India, vigilance takes a very different form. A decades-long pursuit of economic expansion has culminated in a major milestone. India has just overtaken Japan to become the world's fourth largest economy, with its GDP now at about $4.18 trillion. Forecasts indicate that by 2028, India's economy might even surpass Germany, further elevating its influence on the global economic scene. This meteoric rise is a testament to sustained reforms, digital transformation, and a dynamic business climate that continues to attract investments. The world will be watching as India's expanding middle class and burgeoning tech sector shape the next era of economic growth. From the factory floor to the silicon chip, technology and trade remain front and center in the global contest for influence. Across the Atlantic, Brazil is facing up to another kind of challenge: road safety. A rash of accidents has resulted in sweeping reforms, with Brazil's leaders enacting a new set of strict traffic regulations. These changes include tougher penalties for traffic violations, new training requirements for drivers, and increased funding for pedestrian infrastructure. It's a comprehensive effort aiming to save lives and reshape habits, with the hope of reversing a troubling uptrend in road fatalities. As with many public safety campaigns, success will depend not only on enforcement of the law, but also on public engagement and education. Meanwhile, a legal battle in the United States could determine how internet service providers manage their subscribers, rights and responsibilities. The Supreme Court is reviewing questions of secondary liability, specifically whether ISPs should bear liability for alleged copyright infringements committed by users. At stake is whether ISPs could be required to disconnect users simply based on unproven allegations, raising fears for millions who rely on broadband for work, learning, and vital services. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is leading advocacy for a balanced solution, one that protects copyright without trampling the rights of innocent internet users. Legal protections and due process for users aren't just a technical detail. They underpin the accessibility and fairness of the digital world. The outcome of this case could set far-reaching precedents for how companies, governments, and individuals navigate online rights and responsibilities in the years ahead. Public health returns as a pressing global concern, with the World Health Organization's latest data on malaria painting a sobering picture. Malaria remains a stubborn threat, with cases rising and young children, particularly in Africa, bearing the brunt of the disease. Sadly, despite progress in prevention and treatment, global spending on malaria remains well below what's needed to decisively curb transmission and save lives. International health agencies are calling for renewed political will and financial commitments to close this gap. The need for collaborative cross-border solutions is more urgent than ever, particularly as global travel and trade can quickly move health threats across regions. Overcoming malaria, like measles or road fatalities, doesn't hinge on technology alone. It requires relentless advocacy and international partnership. These stories, though varied, are all illustrations of a much wider truth. The future will depend on how well we navigate the intricacies of interconnected societies. Geopolitical rivalries, cyber threats, medical challenges, and even economic transformation require a steady combination of innovation, caution, and most importantly, cooperation. Threats to public and digital infrastructure, whether cables on a seabed or jobs advertised on a social network, underline why vigilance and partnership matter. Legal frameworks must now keep pace with technological change, balancing risk, accountability, and the fundamental rights of internet users. Meanwhile, medical breakthroughs will mean little unless public trust in science is restored and maintained. The growing economic might of countries like India shows how fast the global order can shift and why agility, openness to change, and investment in education pay long-term dividends. As for solar power in Africa and new tools for creators everywhere, the lesson is clear. Technology, when thoughtfully managed, can be a force for historic advancement. Each of these threads, security, innovation, health and opportunity, forms the fabric of a future that is riskier, but also full of promise. That's all for today's deep dive into stories shaping our world, from the seabed of the Baltic to the innovation hubs of Bengaluru and beyond. Thanks for listening.